Who do you think you are?
What, you think you're better than us? Who the hell do you think you are, Seattle? You think you're better than us? We don't want you here, but we're offended that you don't want to come here.
But you should be begging to come here, and we should be able to say no. Time to play Real or Fake Tennessee.
Okay. These are usually towns you only hear about during thunderstorm warnings.
Right.
And tornado warnings. Okay.
So what do you have to tell me? Are these real?
All right.
Wobbly, Tennessee.
Wobbly?
Real or fake?
I'm going to guess that one's fake.
It is fake.
Ah.
Bitter End, Tennessee.
Real?
It is real.
Ah!
East Tennessee.
All right. Bitter End.
Soggy Bottom, Tennessee.
I'm going to say, yeah, that's a real place.
No, I made it up.
No!
Nankapoo, Tennessee.
Nankapoo?
Nankapoo.
Nankapoo. Oh, okay, Nankapoo.
Nankapoo.
Great, all right. that was fake.
No, it's real.
Oh!
Two Cats, Tennessee.
Two Cats?
Yep.
Fake.
It is fake.
Ah, yes.
Sweet Lips, Tennessee.
Sweet Lips. Oh, I hope it's a real place.
Oh, you bet it is.
Oh, it is, yes.
It's in West Tennessee.
All right.
All right. Half Mast, Tennessee.
Half Mast?
Yep.
It sounds a little bit like another word. Fake?
It is fake.
Ah, yes.
Cornpone.
Cornpone. Oh, let's go with real.
No, it's fake.
Oh. Cornpone.
Nutbush, Tennessee.
Oh, that's a new place. That's a place, isn't it?
Oh, so real.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that made famous in like a Tina Turner song?
Yes, it was.
Nutbush City Limits.
Yes. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
It is a real town, and yes, I don't know the entire Tina Turner catalog,
right,
but I trust she sang about it.
I know a lot about nothing.
Nameless, Tennessee.
Nameless. A town named Nameless. Yeah, let's go with real.
Yeah, that's exactly something that would happen in Tennessee. yeah, it's in upper middle Tennessee in Jackson County.
Okay.
All right, one more.
All right.
Yum Yum. Is Yum Yum Tennessee a real city or not?
Is it named after a Yum Yum sauce?
Maybe.
Let's say that one is fake.
It's a real town.
Oh, Yum Yum.
You haven't been to happiness until you've been to Yum Yum Tennessee.
I hope it's a thriving community with like the Yum Yum Police Station, the Yum Yum Library, the Yum Yum High School.
Wouldn't it be ironic if all the food there was terrible?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Opposite of Yum Yum.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Nashville Transportation Licensing Commission, that's a real thing, they looked at downtown and said, you know what? Not enough woo girls. So they've signed a bill allowing for more party buses downtown.
More
party buses
downtown. They stepped in and said, we should do something.
Yeah.
We should add more?
Let's try to make things worse.
Oh, my God. Have they ever been
probably never been on one or near one or had to breathe the exhaust or listen to the sounds.
Have you ever had to bring a child down Broadway and then like cover their eyes when a party bus is going by? There's like a pole dance going on at top of the... Oh, my God. Yeah, we need more of them.
More, yeah.
We need to slow it down, too.
Yes.
Yeah. A couple of laundromat workers in Nashville were wrapping up a late-night shift on Dickerson Pike at around 2 in the morning when they looked out the window and they saw a toddler running down the street completely naked.
Really?
No shoes, no clothing, nothing. They brought him inside. They got him some clothes, something to drink, and called police. And apparently that did not fear for the child as far as their home situation. He kept saying, I want my mommy. So I guess they figured out they've reunited him with his family. Not sure what the story is.
Somehow he just got out.
Just wandered off
something,
but he's okay.
Yeah, luckily that ended up well.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, maybe it's the party buses and everything else, but hey, is Nashville's air getting worse? Yes, it is. According to the American Lung Association, they do their annual State of the Air report, and Nashville, Murfreesboro, that area, has gotten an F which is down from a D from last year. So
I'm sure more party buses
deep.
Will help.
That's right. Is there a, is there something? Can we get an F minus next year? Or you actually have to, you know, chew the air.
Right.
It was announced earlier in the week that Starbucks is moving their southeastern headquarters to Nashville.
They're expanding beyond Seattle, mm-hmm. and they're going to have approximately 2,000 jobs here in Music City. Now, apparently, they have been trying to get their employees in Seattle to relocate here, and they don't want to come.
They so don't.
They've had to up the offers, like, hey, we'll give you stock options in Starbucks if you come and relocate to Nashville. And they're saying no. And then they said, okay, we'll give you $2,000 to go to Nashville and check it out.
Just to visit.
See if you want to move there.
$2,000 just to visit.
And they said no.
Okay. Now, we've long said that we're full. We don't need more people moving to Nashville. But how dare they say they don't want to move to Nashville?
Right. We don't want you.
Yeah. But we're insulted that you don't want to come here.
Who do you think you are?
What? You think you're better than us? Who the hell do you think you are, Seattle? You think you're better than us? We don't want you here, but we're offended that you don't want to come here.
But you should be begging to come here, and we should be able to say no.
Yeah. We want to keep you from coming here, but we are insulted that you don't want to come here. It's like when I always say that I always want to be invited to a party that I don't want to go to.
Right.
I don't want to go. I just want to be invited.
Right.
Yeah, the courtesy of
it's
it.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, but yeah.
At least say I'd really love to come to Nashville, but I can't.
So what?
I have an appointment.
You snooty Northwestern people.
I can't leave my hairdresser.
You think you're better than us?
Too good.
You think you're better than us, Starbucks people?
It doesn't make any sense, but it is real. Those feelings are real.
Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
Thanks for being with us. It is draft day. The NFL draft gets underway in just about 12 hours in Pittsburgh. Of course, the Titans have the 4th pick, and they're having a draft party at Nissan Stadium. I'm assuming the old one, not the new one.
Right?
It's free admission, but you got to get your tickets ahead of time on SeatGeek. And, of course, you go in, there's going to be locker room tours, there's going to be entertainment, all kinds of stuff like that as the Titans have the 4th pick.
Okay, this is exciting because
it is exciting.
We had a rough couple of years.
We have a promise of something new and exciting.
Yeah.
Everyone is making their predictions of who the Titans might pick. I guess there's a Notre Dame running back that's supposed to be really good.
Jeremiah Love.
Everybody thinks so.
The Titans should get him. We have a history of great running backs like Eddie George and,
And Chris Johnson back
Chris
in the day.
Johnson, yeah. And, we have a great history of running backs.
All the experts, including Jelly Roll, say that's who they'll pick. Tomorrow, of course, is going to be the second day of the draft. I guess the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, comes out and announces all the first-round picks. Mm-hmm. And then in the second-round picks, I guess Jeffrey Simmons is going to be there to announce the Titans' second pick.
Okay.
And then wrestling superstar Sheamus. Who's a good dude. We know him. He's lives in Nashville, does a lot of stuff with the Humane Association. He'll be there for the third day to announce the Titans pick.
All right. That's always fun. I like how they do that. Like somebody from the organization, like, a classic player or somebody that means something to the city. That's very cool.
So it's a big deal. All the NFL teams have that false hope for the future.
That's right.
Yay. former Titans coach, which was, I guess, 3 coaches ago, Mike Vrabel. And now with New England, I guess he is going to be there for the first day and second day of the draft, but then he's taking some time off.
Yeah, because of those pictures that showed him possibly in a very inappropriate relationship with another married person.
Right, sports reporter.
He went through that's laughable, it's a personal matter, and now he's like, I'm going to seek counseling.
Right.
So I guess after a couple of days of the draft, he's going to seek counseling. He said after having tough conversations with his family and the organization.
I bet those were tough conversations.
I bet they were.
You'd kind of want to be a fly on the wall to listen to that, but really,
I don't think I do.
You know, when the things where they say, we need to talk, means you need to listen.
That's right. Sit down. I'm going to talk at you for a while.
Feeling good, like I should.
Yesterday being Earth Day, they decided that would be a good time for you to meet Lin May, who is a two-month-old baby elephant born in captivity at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
First time in 25 years it's happened.
Wow.
I guess elephants can, Asian elephants especially, can be pregnant for as long as 2 years.
That is a long time.
And so Lin May was born, and sadly, not unlike Punch the monkey, was abandoned by its mother.
Man, Animal Kingdom is rough.
They get rough. I guess for 2 years holding you, that was enough. Luckily, right? Lin May's aunt was there. Aunt Elephant was there.
Surrogate
and
mom!
And stepped in and said, okay, this baby elephant needs training and needs to be nurtured and learn what it's like to be an elephant. Apparently, they're not born with their, abilities to be an elephant or use their trunk right away.
They got to learn it.
They're very similar to us in the fact that they need to learn how to be an elephant and how to master the skills to be successful at it.
How to be a successful elephant.
I mean, working that trunk.
I know.
I mean, it's got to, yeah, you got to practice.
So it's really cute. If you want to see the video, baby elephants, they're adorable. They really are.
It's like a Disney movie come to life. It's fantastic. You can find it on the Totally Hits 93.3 and Woody and Jim Facebook page, and also at TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready for the game where the secret ingredient is love.
Yeah.
It's Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Contact them for tree removal, localtreefellers.com. All right, we're ready to go. For the ladies, we have Mandy. For the guys, we have Jason. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have a warm-up question to kind of limber up your brain with.
All right, Mandy, let's start with you. Do you have any animal-related decorations in your place?
Yes, I have several mounted deer on the wall.
Ah.
Oh, really? Like real deer that were stuffed and stuff?
Taxidermy, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
Interesting.
Do their eyes follow you around the room?
Sometimes.
do they talk to each other when you're not in the room, kind of like at Disney World?
They
probably
judge you on your browsing history. Jason, what about you? Do you have any animal-related decorations?
Yes, sir. Bass. Mounted.
All right.
Wow.
We have the taxidermy community represented well in this game.
All right.
Excellent.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Mandy, in Star Wars, does Darth Vader have a red, green, or purple lightsaber?
Oh, wow. Green.
No, it's red.
Purple.
For evil. Red. It's red for evil.
Yeah, that's right. Red means evil.
Jason, was Belinda Carlisle the lead singer of the Go-Go's, the Bangles, or the Pointer Sisters?
The Pointer Sisters?
No.
It was the Go-Go's.
Okay.
No, it's a no.
Yes. Okay. Mandy, there is a PSI number on every car tire. What does PSI stand for?
Pounds per square inch.
Yes.
Wow. Jason, can you tie it up? Let's see. What cable network makes all the Real Housewives reality shows?
Real Housewives. Hallmark.
Not Hallmark. It's Bravo.
Bravo. Okay.
Oh.
Mandy, if you get this one right, you've locked down a victory. Here we go. The friendly confines of Wrigley Field is the home to what Major League Baseball team?
The Chicago Cubs.
Yes, the Cubs.
You got it.
There you go. Mandy, you are the winner. As the deer on the wall will sing a celebration song for you.
That's right. You're going to be able to stuff into that deer's mouth a couple of Bob Dylan tickets.
Nice.
All right.
See him before he is stuffed.
And I feel really bad. Jason, I know you've been on the program playing Gender Wars a few times,
yeah,
and you haven't won yet. How many times have you played?
I think this is number 6.
Okay, ooh, and you've never won?
Wow.
Mm. No, sir.
Why don't we give you a consolation prize of some sort?
We'll take care of you, Jason.
Yeah.
We're going to give you something. It's a pity prize, but who cares, right? Hey, we'll get you tickets to a concert or something.
Yeah,
you just hang on, Jason. We feel bad.
Because we don't want anybody to walk away empty-handed.
We don't want to look like we have some personal vendetta against Jason. All right, both of you, hang on.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits. The movie Michael opens in theaters this week, and being a movie reviewer, you got to see it ahead of time before all us normies get to see it.
Right now, it is the worst scoring biopic ever. 37% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, I wasn't as harsh on this movie.
Right. You said you kind of liked it.
Yeah. I think if you are a fan of Michael Jackson's
Mr.
music, you're going to really have a good time.
Right.
If you want more of a story and, you know, want to really delve into, you know, what made him tick and a special way to tell it, it's really nothing.
So it's all pretty much a dramatization of stuff we already knew.
Exactly.
That he had a tough childhood, his father was very strict and beat them and all that kind of stuff.
And they just kind of seemed to go along things in his Wikipedia page. And here's where he gets his first monkey. And here's what, you know, like all
his
those things.
His first monkey. Oh, baby's first monkey.
But when it does the music, like in the recording studio, or recording the Thriller video, or even the last scene of the movie is performance of Bad in concert,
right,
on his solo tour, that stuff is great.
Yeah, they say they nail it as far as the musical performances go.
Yeah, I mean, the Jafar Jackson, his nephew who plays Michael Jackson, channels him really well. You forget that it's not Michael.
That's cool.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And to his credit, like, that could have gone really badly, right?
Right.
It could look like some terrible, like, cruise ship
tribute
band.
Right, some bad, you know, tribute artist, right.
So if you love his music, I think you're going to leave and probably crank it in the car on the way home.
Uh-huh.
If you're not a big fan, don't go. I mean, and I am, full disclosure, I think we should tell people where we're coming from. I have very mixed feelings on Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Love his music. Up to a certain point, I feel like he kind of jumped the shark after
Thriller
album.
Yeah,
everybody's got their own opinions.
Right.
I wasn't enamored with Michael Jackson. I appreciated his music. I also got to the point where I never wanted to see him again. I was sick of his exposure.
Right.
I was sick of the weird scandals in hanging his own babies off balconies where things got crazy.
Now, that's the stuff that's going to happen in the second half of the movie that'll come out in a couple of years, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, where they go through the whole thing of them trying to buy the Elephant Man's bones and, you know,
all his wives.
And the baby, and the Neverland Ranch and all
the
other
accusations,
stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, sleeping in the oxygen chamber. And then, of course, his, you know, apparent death. So, yeah, that'll be interesting.
What do you, I would put in superfan category.
Yeah, I love Michael Jackson. I mean, you know, I try to just block out all the other stuff. I like his music.
Compartmentalize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, I know there's that weird stuff, but like, man, this music is good.
Yeah. So, you know, so it's for people like me who like Michael Jackson.
Yes.
But just, you know, maybe don't see the second one.
The cynic in me says they put this in two movies because if they put all of his life in one movie, people would be upset. If you just put the great stuff up to a certain point, you're guaranteed to get Michael Jackson fan money.
Right. So, and you say this movie goes up to kind of at the end of the Thriller album. And that's pretty much it.
Right. Like just as he's starting the Bad tour.
Okay.
Where things get bad.
And then, then the scandals later.
Some of these reviews, man, Michael does the impossible. It makes the King of Pop boring.
Oh, no.
They're pretty brutal. I gave it about a 7.
Okay.
Story's about a 6. Music is about an 8.
But, if you like Michael Jackson, it'll be a fun movie to watch.
You'll absolutely have a great time.
Okay. All right.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So Spirit Airlines, which has been nearing going out of business daily.
Right.
Because of doubled jet fuel costs because of the war. They may get a bailout from the administration.
Yeah, I guess they say this would be the first time they bail out one airline.
Instead of the whole industry.
Right. Huh.
Spirit Airlines, who was doing really badly, and then the jet fuel prices went up.
Right.
That just kind of like, okay, I don't know if we can continue. So they might get a little relief. If they do get a break, I think like maybe when the lawyers for Spirit Airlines show up in Washington, like, oh, would you like to put your briefcase on top of the table? That'll be an extra $35.
That's right.
We've got these very tiny chairs for you to sit in.
I hope you brought enough food from home.
I'm charging for everything.
No kidding. The NBA Grizzlies, they're in Memphis. Of course, a lot of stars of the NBA, like LeBron James, have said, why don't you just move to Nashville? I hate coming to Memphis.
Right.
I guess the rumors have been going around, and now the NBA says it's unlikely they will be moving to Nashville. They're going to stay in Memphis.
Okay. So. All right. Well, we've got a lot going on.
We're already busy. We're already full.
We might get another 12 other teams, so it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it is.
So the forecast, people are keeping track of the weather. We could have some rain this weekend, starting Friday night.
Yeah, and then into next week.
Maybe some severe stuff on Monday. But if you know Nashville weather, that could come at any time.
Right.
And Monday is so far away that who knows what will actually happen.
Right.
Because I don't think our forecasters do at all.
No, they really don't know. And I guess in Georgia, all the wildfires going on, they're hoping some rain will happen.
Oh,
it will help control those fires because they're, southern part of Georgia and into Florida is really awful.
Yeah. So, huge drought here, so everybody could use the rain.
Yeah, no kidding. A couple of days ago on 420, you may have noticed a lot of people on the potato chip aisle. They were trying to get a cool buzz, get some cool ranch Doritos, and go like, dude, these are so expensive. Since the pandemic, the price of snacks like Doritos and Cheetos and Lay's potato chips, all owned by Pepsi, have been going up to like $7 a bag.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stores like Walmart are saying they're giving them less shelf space because it is so expensive.
Nobody's buying them, so why take up space with stuff that's not selling?
And so I guess at Pepsi, they all of a sudden woke up and went, oh no. So they've started lowering prices. They're making a big deal. I have a big old ad campaign that the bags of potato chips like Doritos and the classic ones like that will be under $4.
Okay.
So
that's... That's still a little high.
It's a little high.
For what we're used to paying, pre-pandemic. But if you found a bag under $4 or $4 lately, that's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be paying $6 for, Fritos or whatever it is. Just crazy.
Maybe at the time, because I didn't know it was $4 gallon of gas. Well, for that same $4, I could get some Doritos.
Right?
Just sit in my parked car.
I wonder if we're buying less snacks. I mean, it seems like everybody I know is taking a GLP-1.
Right. So maybe there's less demand for the salty snacks because everybody is taking the shot that makes them not think about food ever.
Right. But maybe you'll think about food if we make it cheaper.
Yeah. Break your diet for $4. That is the plan.
Let the Doritos and the Wegovy fight it out in your body.
Oh, wow. What a battle. A woman has been banned from the internet, from Facebook
and Instagram.
TikTok and Instagram.
Emily Hart, very popular, 3 to 10 million views per post.
Wow.
Emily is a registered nurse who loves bikinis, guns, and Coors Light, and also displays a lot of MAGA stuff, And apparently Emily was super successful until they banned Emily because they found out Emily was AI generated. By a young med student, a man in India, who was paying for his medical school by creating an AI generated MAGA bikini girl.
Figuring that they would get more attention if she was MAGA.
Well, apparently he asked Google Gemini, how do I make money to help put me through school?
God.
And the AI told him, that you should create a hot girl and put her on the internet and OnlyFans and things like that.
Right.
But they said, wait, don't do just any girl because you're competing against all these other bikini girls.
Right. There's so many of them.
You need to create a mega conservative girl.
Oh.
And they
will stand out.
Yeah. And according to the AI, it said because the conservative audience is a lot of older men who often have a lot of disposable income and they're more loyal. So they're going to attach themselves to your made-up girl.
So how much did this man/woman AI person make?
Thousands of dollars a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Easily, 30 minutes a day, he said he put into it at the most. He would just post something like, anti-woke or something, and just people would go nuts. And then he used Grok, which is the sleaziest of the AIs.
That's the Elon Musk thing. Yeah.
And used that to generate nudes that he would put on, like, the pay sites, similar to OnlyFans.
Wow.
And I guess...
What a scam.
He tried to be an equal opportunity scammer. So he tried to create a bikini girl that was, like, really into liberal causes. But apparently said the people, like Democrats and liberals, identified it immediately as AI slop. But then they would go onto the Emily, the conservative girl's sites, and complain and yell at her. So they thought, okay, this one's fake.
But this one obviously isn't.
I'm going to yell at the conservative one.
Oh, wow. AI is getting so good.
What a strange.
It's frightening how good it is.
Oh, I know. Like right now, for a little bit of time, they say, oh, if somebody's doing like live video with you, you're doing like a video chat, that can be AI as well. So the test right now is hold up three fingers in front of your face.
Okay.
And right now, AI is having a tough time doing that.
Like, really? Okay.
It'll distort the fingers or it can't do, or they'll refuse to do it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be long before AI figures out, we just got to figure out how to do the three fingers in front of the face and we'll fool everybody.
Wow.
So that's why they say you got to have like a secret word that is code between you and your loved ones.
Right.
So even if somebody looks like somebody you know, like you got, they've got to know the secret code.
Because scammers have been doing that, trying to send, you know, like, I've been kidnapped, you need to send money.
Right. Or, the ambulance isn't going to take me to the hospital unless you give them $5,000.
In Target gift cards. What are we doing the rest of the day?
See, I'm helping somebody with their podcast. And then later this afternoon, I'm going to help in the garden. Our church has a food kitchen.
Yes.
And we've just created a garden that will grow vegetables so that we can feed people with the food kitchen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. That's very cool.
So we're doing that today before the weather turns.
Oh, yeah. Supposed to be kind of bad maybe for the weekend and next week because supposed to be have some big old storms come through.
Yep.
I've got some plans. I'm going to be going around to, of course, we've been asking people to advertise on the Woody and Jim Show.
Make us part of your marketing plan.
Especially if you have a business that needs some... you know, some publicity, that type of thing. We'll say really nice things about you if you give us money.
And I have that's how it works.
I'll be passing out some sales packets, you know, and shaking hands and kissing babies.
Okay.
Or kissing hands and shaking babies. Whichever one works.
If you have an unkissed or unshaken baby that needs it. Exactly. What is your guy today?
It does sound very official. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.
That's a word.
It is.
There's other words that could describe it.
Yes.
That is one of them.
Yes. There's so many words to choose from. They're all in the dictionary in a weird order.